All summer long, we're talking with people about one song they remember listening to with their parents and how it influenced them. We're calling the series Mom and Dad's Record Collection. And today we hear from Irish singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard, who was one half of the duo The Swell Season.
Falling slowly, eyes that know me, and I can't go back.
That song from the movie Once, where Glenn Hansard played a street busker in Dublin, and that's how he got his start in music at age 13, playing on the streets of his home city. When I asked him for the song he most remembers from his childhood, he immediately thought of a song his mother would play for him when he was about five.
My mother was kind of an obsessive cleaner, and what she would do is she would put on records on the record player and then do the hoovering. So she would turn the records up really loud. So the house was always absolutely booming with music and a hoover and my mother singing at the top of her voice over the hoover. But the song that I remember cherishing as a child was Speedy Gonzales by Pat Boone.
So Speedy Gonzales, the cartoon character, right?
A
mouse,
yeah.
Mexican mouse.
Mm.
And the song, wow, we just have to take a listen. Hang on.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that flusy name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales.
So just about every stereotype you might want all packed into one. In hindsight, extremely offensive song, I suppose.
This part here, though, check it out.
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
And as a kid, you would love that, right?
Of course. I thought it was the best.
That, I looked this up, that was the voice of the great Mel Blanc as Speedy there, yeah.
Ah, I didn't know that. And it's the classic thing, come home, quit your drinking, come back to your... Because that's really where my mother's cleaning really stemmed from, because it was always after a bout of, you know, my dad coming home late and then having some kind of words that, you know, my mother would kind of get straight into cleaning the house. And so in a way, this song was, it's all about, you know, come home, be a better man.
So the clean house was a product of marital strife, really?
I'd imagine, yeah. Yeah, I never really questioned her on it.
Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down in the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
It's funny, though, Glenn Hansard. I think of your songs, and I hear really soulful ballads and great depths of emotion, and then we hear this song, which is just pure shtick.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you never, when you're a kid, your taste is not, you're not paying any attention to what it is. You just, I like it or I don't.
And would Mom sing along with this? Would she try to do that voice?
Yeah. And I would run up to her and do the Speedy bit. She was my audience. But my mother was just she was a huge fan of music. She used music in the way that I imagine I approach music, which is it's a healing thing. You know, it'll always be, music will always be salve for the soul. It'll always be a healing thing, but... So her relationship with music really rubbed off on us. We really cared about it.
As she saw you become a singer yourself, what was that like for her?
Oh, she was so proud. She loved it. My father loved music. My mother loved music. And so, you know, there were certain songs. I remember, like, Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Sandy Denny, and songs that she would have played when we were kids. I remember learning them for her. And for me, the proudest moments were when I could learn those songs at home on the guitar and then say to her, oh, I learned it, and I'd play it for her and she would love it. So she always had a lot of time for listening to me and encouraging me when I learned a song that she knew. It's been great for her. But, you know, sometimes I'll come home and I'll, you know, I'll say, you know, you never, like, you're not going to believe it. I met Leonard Cohen and I got to sing for him. And she's just like, oh my God, you know, she did, like, and she often says, like, oh my God, Glenn, the life you live.
Yeah.
You know, you're out there in the world and you're doing it. And, you know, it's like you know, she's always in a state of wonder about it, you know. It's great.
And you owe it all to Mom.
Yeah.
Glenn Hansard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Glenn Hansard as part of our series, Mom and Dad's Record Collection. This song is from his new CD, Rhythm and Repose.
Lover, you've been hesitating. You've been hanging on for that sound.
You're listening to All Things Considered.